Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a potential revolution in medicine. Ethically sourced spare human bodies, or bodyoids.
Wow, that sounds like something straight out of science fiction. But how would this even work, and is it ethical?
The authors, experts from Stanford, propose using advancements in biotechnology, like pluripotent stem cells and artificial wombs, to create these bodyoids. Crucially, they'd lack the neural components for consciousness or pain.
So, essentially, living human bodies but without a functioning brain? That raises a lot of questions. What's the main advantage they see in this?
They argue it could solve several critical medical challenges. First, it could drastically reduce, maybe even eliminate, animal testing. Imagine a world where we no longer need to experiment on sentient creatures.
That's a compelling argument, I see. But wouldn't creating these bodyoids just shift the ethical dilemma? Are we just replacing one ethical concern with another?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? They address that. The bodyoids wouldn't be considered living human beings in the legal sense. No consciousness, no pain, no awareness. It's akin to using cadavers for research, which is already accepted practice.
Accepted. Yes. But cadavers are deceased. This is creating something new. I mean, what about the source of the cells? Would there be consent issues?
Absolutely. The authors emphasize the importance of consent from the cell donors. They also acknowledge the potential for this to devalue the status of humans who naturally lack consciousness, a critical ethical consideration we can't ignore.
Got it. So less animal testing, potentially more organs for transplant, personalized medicine. But huge ethical questions. What about the practical side of things? Could we actually grow these bodyoids to maturity?
They admit there are technical hurdles. Can stem cell embryo models develop into full bodies? Can we successfully gestate them outside a human womb? Can they survive without ever developing a brain? These are all open questions.
It also sounds incredibly expensive and time-consuming. Years to grow a bodyoid to maturity. Is that even feasible?
It's a long-term vision, no doubt. But they argue the potential benefits are so significant for human health, for animal welfare, that it deserves serious investigation. They propose starting with animal bodyoids, perhaps rodents, to test the concept's feasibility and explore the ethical implications in a less sensitive area. I do see their point there.
Yeah, a cautious approach seems wise. Starting with animals and then slowly moving to explore it further is a great idea. They also brought up the Dolly the Sheep scenario, didn't they?
Precisely. They warn against a knee-jerk hysterical reaction like we saw with cloning. Open discussion and debate are crucial now, before we're faced with a fait accompli. We need to involve not just scientists and ethicists, but society as a whole. This is a decision that will impact us all.
This bodyoid concept really pushes the boundaries of medical ethics and technological possibilities. It's a conversation we definitely need to be having now. Fascinating, if a bit unsettling, stuff.
Agreed. It's thought-provoking and potentially game-changing. Thanks for joining me in this discussion. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.